Hey, thanks for having Highway Radio on. My name is Gonzo. Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well. Josh has a rep for hating most everything, but we're going to hate on movies at the moment.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
So we're just jumping on here before, and we're talking about how the summer movie season kind of slows down at this point, end of summer, right?
It's basically over, yeah. Labor Day weekend is typically one of the slowest times at the movies of the whole year.
Really?
And yeah, we're at the end of the summer blockbuster season. We're going to get into fall, which also has blockbusters, but also some big awards type movies.
Right.
And really, by next week, we'll have some big movies starting up again. But apparently no one wants to go to the movies over Labor Day, so they just dump out whatever.
All right. Well, let's have a look at Don't Let Go.
Hey, Ashley.
Can you hear me or something?
Ashley?
Uncle Jack!
Ashley. I'm so sorry, Jack. Who is this?
Who do you think it is?
Where are you calling from?
I'm at my house.
What's the date today?
It's June 25th.
Believe it or not, I'm sitting right here, 2 weeks in the future. It's a crime that in your time hasn't yet happened. Your dad's gonna die. Your mom's gonna die. And so are you. But as long as you're alive,
all right, so I watch the trailer. Josh watches the movie. The trailer's kind of awesome.
Well, the movie is not.
Oh, damn it. All right, so this is from the producers of Get Out, or some producer, or somebody
yeah,
that had something to do with Get Out.
It is. It's, right. It's from Blumhouse, which is a well-known kind of lower budget genre movie production company. They did work on Get Out and some interesting, clever genre films. And I think at best, Blumhouse movies will give someone like Jordan Peele, who made Get Out, the freedom to do something cool and different as long as he keeps to a low budget and throws in a few scares. And
right.
This movie actually played at Sundance back in January, although it did not get a very good response and was recut after that. Mm. So that's not always a good sign.
I like the premise seems kind of creepy and cool, right?
Yeah, the premise is a cool idea. It's basically a Twilight Zone-ish kind of thing. David Oyelowo plays this cop in L.A., and his brother and his brother's wife and his niece are all murdered in what looks like this murder-suicide, and he's very upset, obviously, and then he gets a phone call from his niece from the past.
Yes, right, okay.
And he has to talk to her and see if he can prevent her from being murdered. So yeah, it's a cool idea that is really executed in a very dull way. And the movie seems almost ashamed of the idea that there's something supernatural going on. It kind of downplays it. It really focuses mostly on the very boring police procedural aspect. And the case is not interesting. It's full of plot holes. It's one of these movies where it's very obvious who the bad guys are going to turn out to be just because of what Roger Ebert used to call the law of economy of characters. There are only so many people in the movie who could possibly be the bad guy.
Right.
So, David Oyelowo is a good actor. He's probably best known for playing Martin Luther King in Selma, but he just... Again, they take this movie too seriously. He just kind of frowns and scowls throughout the film. Storm Reid from A Wrinkle in Time plays his niece, and she's got some charm, but they also don't share any screen time, really, because of the nature of the plot. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I feel like it's a missed opportunity pretty much at every avenue to make this more interesting, or at least as interesting as the setup is, which, like you said, is a fun idea.
Right.
So it was a disappointment, and not, I think if you like Blumhouse movies, which usually have a more pulpier, fun tone, this movie really doesn't do that.
Oh, that's too bad. How many stars, Josh?
I give it a 2 out of 5.
Oof.
It just doesn't work.
Josh Bell does hate everything.
Sorry.
Josh
yeah.
Bell hates everything is the website, and the podcast is happening. How do we check that out?
Yeah, Awesome Movie Year is the podcast that I do with comedian Jason Harris, where we look back at a year in film in each season. We're talking about the movies of 1994 on our current season, and just talked about the Sundance winner, actually, which is a movie that no one has heard of called What Happened Was. But it's an interesting film. We talked about a bunch of other more well-known stuff, including The Lion King and Pulp Fiction, and you can check that out at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Sounds good. Thanks, Josh. Hey, drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.